I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Some Palestinian refugees who fled Iraq have found a new home. It's an unlikely place, though. The eight families are now living in Iceland. They've been resettled by the UN's Agency for Refugees. The women and children are getting help from the Red Cross and the Icelandic government. But as Brandi Janczyk reports, they have more to get used to than just a change in temperature.
Lina El-Mazar plays with her three young children in her daughter's new bedroom in Iceland. It's a typical scene, a happy young family enjoying their new toys. But this life in this nice home could not be farther from what their reality has been for the last 2 years. They lived in a tent, in a makeshift refugee camp in the desert, on the Iraq-Syria border. After the U.S. invasion, thousands of Palestinians, like Lina and her family, lost the protection they had under Saddam Hussein and were caught up in Iraq's fierce civil war. Lina was forced to flee her home in Baghdad and to move to the camp.
My husband was killed on 25th July 2007 by the hand of militias. And it was the worst, he was tortured very bad, and it was the worst torturing killing that happened in Iraq. And all the pictures are on internet, and I have a copy of pictures here. After that, I received threat that I am going to be killed also, and with my children, more than one time. So I had to leave to the camp to have some safety there.
Earlier this month, Lina and her children, Abdullah, Mohammed, and Nadine, arrived in Akranes. It's a small town about an hour's drive from Iceland's capital, Reykjavik. Lina was one of eight women who were selected with their families by the United Nations Refugee Agency, the UNHCR, to resettle here.
Nothing worries me at all, because until now everything is very beautiful and very, very nice and okay here in Iceland. When we came, we found things that were even more than our expectations here.
Okay, because her mobile is in Arabic, so the number is in Arabic, and I don't think...
Lina and the other Palestinian women have been partnered up with Icelandic support families to help them adjust to life in this new small country. Ella and Kastjan are Lina's support family. With the help of an Arabic translator, they try to help her use her new Icelandic mobile phone. Ella says it's a cultural exchange that is benefiting everyone.
Hopefully, they will give us some variety of culture and just be able to give us something instead, like cooking classes. I know some of the Icelandic women are exciting on how to learn to cook Arabian food and learning how to dance, and I know the kids in the schools are really, really exciting to get all the new kids in the classes, and are just looking forward to know them and know why they are like they are.
The refugees have all been well looked after. They've been given furnished homes. They receive financial and psychological support. Iceland's foreign minister, Ingiborg Gisladóttir.
We also have decided to focus mainly on women that live under threat, and usually women with children, single mothers. In Iceland, I must admit that we have a lot of single mothers. There are no prejudices against that in Iceland. Women are very active in Icelandic society. They are active in the labor market.
The children have already started school, and the mothers will soon take language and cultural classes. In a year's time, the women are expected to find work. But not everyone is so optimistic about the latest newcomers from Iraq. Magnus Hafsteinsson is the vice chairman of the Liberal Party. He has publicly raised his concerns to the community of Akranes about the new refugees coming to live there.
The main thing I have been concerned about is the integration. The government tells us that the people are going to be completely integrated to the Icelandic society. They are going to learn Icelandic and they are going to find jobs in 1 year. I seriously doubt that they will manage to do so. The government has told us that the money they are going to spend on this, the budget is only for 1 year. So after that year, the community in Akranes will have to pay the bills.
The idea of getting a job is a long way off for Lina at the moment. She has so much to think about, not least the change in climate and the coming subarctic winter.
It's unbelievable cold here compared to Iraq. I mean, the cold that we have in Iraq, it's like summer here.
Learning to get used to Iceland's weather and society will be a major hurdle these new refugees will have to face. But the Red Cross feels confident that they will be able to assimilate quickly. In fact, the feedback on Iceland's resettlement program has been so positive, the UNHCR hopes other countries may also soon adopt a similar approach. For The World, I'm Brandi Yanchik in Akranes, Iceland.